Hello, audio boom. I'm unfortunately alone now. I'm back home. So, just thought I'd do a quick audio boom. Because something interesting happened today. I was somewhere and somebody asked me a question. And in my life, I've been asked many and varied questions. That doesn't make sense. I'll rephrase that. In my life, I've been asked very many questions, some of which are interesting, some of which are clever, some of which are funny, some of which are strange, some of which are bizarre, some of which are fascinating, some of which are irritating, some of which are annoying, all of which are kind of welcome, because questions mean that they're interacting and make conversation, and conversation makes, you know, makes fun and stimulation, and that's always good. But the question I was asked today was really interesting, and it really did spark some thoughts. And the question was, does your guide dog live with you? Now, yeah, where'd you go with that? I mean, does she think that you get up in the morning and you go to some kind of bizarre stable-based thing and you pick a dog and say, you know, he'll do today, and you put a harness on him and work him, and it, when you come home after wherever you've been, you put him back? Or does she think that the dog lives in a kennel in the garden? Or does she think that the dog is somehow rented or hired out to you so that you make a call and say, hello, can I have a guide dog for a few hours, please? Yeah, a black lab, yeah, that'd be great. Cheers. You know, how does she think it works? It's really interesting to get a glimpse into people's mindsets when they ask questions like that. Because my dog does live with me, and he sleeps in my bedroom in his bed. Because you kind of need that relationship, that bond thing going on. So, yeah, it was interesting to answer that question. I just smiled and said, yeah, he lives with me. But it did spark a lot of interesting thoughts regarding how that would work if your guide dog didn't live with you. You know, how do you get to the place he lives? Do you get a taxi? Do you get someone to drop him round? Do you pick it? How does it work? It's quite interesting. So if anyone's got any ideas how it would work if a guide dog didn't live with you, that would be interesting to hear your thoughts. So there you go. Short boom. Not very entertaining, but I just thought I'd share it because you do get asked some very odd questions. I remember once in Birmingham, I was in a taxi and the taxi driver said, how do you cope? And I said, what do you mean? How do you cope with being, you know, I said, go on, with being, you know, like you are? And again, I just said, well, you kind of just get on with it, you know? It's easy to get angry or wound up or frustrated, but life's too short. So instead of having a big drawn-out conversation, stroke, debate, stroke, lecture, nowadays I just say whatever, you know. Move on. So, yeah. How would it work if your guide dog didn't live with you? That's the question I'm posing you all. Answers on a postcard that I can't read, so might as well audio boom them. Thanks very much, and goodbye. 6 minutes and 7 seconds. Pause recording. Button.